ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This plastic bag should be removed. Okay, stop playing with the string and open your ears. Name 554 of Sri Vishnu Sahasranama is Krishna. His name has already appeared. We'll discuss it again. As Srila Prabhupada often said, and is borne out by our Vaishnava, Gauriya Vaishnava Acharyas, it is the chief name or the best name. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has unlimited names. 1,000 names are recited in Vishnu Sahasranama. He has unlimited names because he has unlimited qualities, forms, pastimes, and so on. So a name may be given for each of these. But if we are to say one name that summarizes them all, the name must be Krishna. Because Krishna means all attractive. So all those qualities and pastimes, forms, they're all, they're names of His which attract us to Him. So He's all attractive. And particularly the definition of Bhagavan is given by Parashara Muni in Vishnu Purana. I hope all our Gurukul boys know that. Do you know that verse? Six qualities. Say it, all the Gurukul boys together can say it. Aishvaryasya. Gyanavairagya. Gyanavairagya astikyam. You're getting a bit mixed up there. With Bhagavad Gita verse, Jnana Vairagya Yoschaiva Shandang Bhaga Itingana. One who has these six characteristics in full must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All opulence, Aishwarya said, all opulence. Someone may say, well, Bill Gates has a lot of opulence. You've all heard of Bill Gates? He didn't come to Gurukul to learn about Bill Gates. He came to learn about Krishna. He's supposed to be the richest man in the world, Bill Gates. Next lifetime? Maybe a worm in stool, we don't know. Not likely to be the richest man in the world again. So he's got some wealth. Who owns everything must be God. Actually, even Bill Gates' wealth doesn't belong to him. It belongs to God. All power belongs to God. All fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. So, who is that person? Is there any such person that fits that description? That person is Krishna. You may say Narayana. Well, yes, Narayana. Narayana and Krishna are the same, but some difference also. If we say the name of the Supreme Lord, we can say Vishnu, which means all-pervading, or Narayana, in whom all living beings exist, and He exists in all of them. But the fullest name is Krishna, and Krishna particularly demonstrates these qualities within this world. within his world also. Although Narayana is undoubtedly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Rupa Goswami has analyzed that Krishna has four characteristics, very special characteristics, that are not seen even in Narayana. We say, well, Krishna has two hands and Narayana has four. Well, sometimes Krishna shows four hands also. Though generally he's known as two-handed, but his Rupa Madhuri, his form is particularly beautiful and sweet, even more than that of Narayana. Although Narayana's form is so beautiful, indescribable, but Krishna's is even more sweet. Then Venu Madhuri, his flute playing is extraordinary. We're all waiting to hear the sound of that flute. What is it, sir? You can't imagine. You can hear flute playing in this world. There's some famous flautists. That's the English word for a flute player. Hari Prasad Chaurasia. You heard the name? He's a famous flute player. But what does Krishna's flute playing sound like? We have to wait to hear that. How it stuns the whole world. And Ananta Dev, who's holding up the planets, he whirls around so the whole universe shakes. What is that flute playing? The river of the Yamuna turns, the water stops. Everything that moves stops. And everything that doesn't move, moves. The stones melt upon hearing Krishna's flute. What a sound. Something exceptional. Then his Leela Madhuri. His pastimes as Krishna are exceptional. Even compared to the pastimes of Lord Vishnu, Lord Vishnu in his various pastime forms, Ram, Narsingha, Varaha, Kurama, but still Krishna's pastimes are the most sweet Leela Madhuri. In terms of sweetness, Krishna's pastimes surpass all others, even though they're all the same. But in this form, Krishna demonstrates most sweetness. And Prema Madhuri or Parika Madhuri, his devotees are also very sweet, the exchanges that he has with them. Therefore, Ete Changsha Kala Pungsang Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swa. This is the verdict of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that there are so many forms, but the actual God, or the original form, even though he's eternal, we say the original form is Krishna. The commentators on the Vishnu Sahasranam have given some different meanings of the name Krishna. One of them is that he's always in a state of bliss. Happy God. not an unhappy, angry God. The God that I grew up with was one who throws you into hell. That's his main thing. Not a very nice God. Krishna's a very nice God. He might throw you into hell also, but that's not his main business. His main business is, at least in this world, is rescuing people from their hellish existence. He comes. Why does he come? Yada yada hi dharmas. You know the words. Pritranaya sadhanam. To lift up the devotees. And by destroying the demons, vinashayata dushkritam, he also saves them from hell. One word comes in the Bhagavatam several times. Why he appears in this world. And this is the this summarizes everything else. Kriyartham, for the sake of playing. That's all. He likes to play. And of course, his playing is beneficial for the for everything and everyone. Even his sleeping is beneficial. Everything he does, even his sleeping. Suptam Madhuram. This Vallabhacharya sings everything about him. Madhuradipater Akilam Madhuram. Everything about him is very sweet. So he's always in a state of bliss, whatever he's doing. He's always fully blissful. And if we link up with him, if we agree to be attracted by him, just like this word Krishna means attractive, there's another word which comes from the same Sanskrit root, akarshak, which means a magnet. So if we agree to be like, if we agree to accept that we are very tiny in relation to him, we become like an iron filing, we can be attracted to him, then we'll also be in a state of bliss. Now another meaning is that he's dark in complexion, like a cloud. Yang Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupa. He's described as Shyama Sundar. Darkish color like a cloud. Very beautiful. His transcendental form is replete with inconceivable qualities. Yeah, and that meaning I've number three is oh, I have to go that back. Who's in a state of bliss? Now, the Supreme Lord's always in a state of bliss, but Krishna's pastimes are manifestly blissful. One of the commentators has made this comparison, that the pastimes of Rama, they're full of grief, at least the main part that we... the main story is full of grief, but Krishna's are full of happiness. Sugita Naratane Shabha Shakhi Gane Tusichi Jugaladhane. There are so many descriptions that the gopis, they sing very sweetly, very nicely for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So very sweet. Of course, there's also Krishna's feeling separation, and his devotees feeling separation from him. Krishna doesn't show so much as the devotees do. Even while he's enjoying his blissful pastimes in Dwarka, in the back of his mind, or maybe in the front of his mind, but he keeps it subdued, he's feeling separation from Vrindavan. But at least at face value, what we can see, Krishna's pastimes are all very blissful. And of course, Krishna's feelings of separation from his devotees, that's also blissful. Everything about him is blissful. Yeah, then the third meaning is given, who attracts his devotees to him through his infinite Kalyana Guna. So that's all right. Now, there is one in Mahabharata, Krishna himself tells Arjuna why he is called Krishna. And the meanings, or the first meaning is not such a well-known one. Krishami medinim partha bhutva krishna yaso maham. Because I plow the earth, therefore I'm known as Krishna. Plowing is krishi. You know that word. Farming, it means, in farming, plowing is essential. There's a lot more to do than plowing, but plowing is essential. So he plows the earth. And the commentator, yeah, and the second part of this verse is, Krishno Varnaschame Yasmat Tena Krishno Hamarjuna. And the second reason he tells Arjuna why I'm called Krishna is because of his dark complexion. Now, the understanding of why Krishna says, I plow the earth. What does that mean exactly? Well, the commentators say that because he makes it, the plowing makes it suitable for farming, for developing crops. So the commentators say that he, by Krishna's action, he makes this earth suitable for life forms to grow and be nourished. Now, another meaning for Krishna, I see one of his names is, Krishna is also a name for Arjuna, because Arjuna is black, like Krishna. Therefore, we find in the Bhagavatam that Arjuna's one name is Krishna. No, Krishna's one name is Krishna Saka, which means a friend of Krishna. In this case, it means he's a friend of Arjuna. Shri Krishna, Krishna Saka, Vishni, Vrishabhavani, Druk. That verse comes. That's one of the prayers of Kunti Devi. So, but Arjuna's not Vishnu, so that doesn't count here. But Krishna's also a name of Dvaipayana Vyasa. Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa. Vyasa is actually not a name, it's more like a position. Just like an officer. We may say someone is the local police chief. So that's true and it describes him, but it's not his name. Always, we may say we're going to go and see the Sarpanch. So, and you may refer to him and address him. So it works like a name, Sarpanch, village leader. But it's not. It's more like a title than a name. And he has his own personal name. So this Vyas, one Vyas appears at the end of every Dwarpa Yuga. This particular Vyas who appeared just at the juncture of the juncture means Sandhya of Dwarpa Yuga and Kali Yuga. His name is Krishna or Dvaipayana. He may have other names also. Parashara, son of Parashara. He may have so many names, but one of them is Krishna. Dvaipayana, I said just yesterday, I think, who's born on a dvipa, he's born on an island. So Krishna, why is that? Because he's very black. Very simple to understand. But he's a Vishnu avatar, and he also does the plowing. He cultivates the minds of people by giving them the shastras. It's meant for cultivation. We say cultivation of the earth, cultivation of our character, cultivation of the mind. So the Vedas are meant for spiritual cultivation. Bhakti is described as anushilanam. Krishna anushilanam. Cultivating devotion to Krishna. And that also, that verse comes in the beginning of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana kama dhyanavritam anukulyena Krishna anushilanam bhakti rutama. So this devotion specifically to Krishna, and that is described by the commentators on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, why the name Krishna is given exactly. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the subject is Bhakti Rasa. And Bhakti Rasa is particularly centered on Krishna, not other forms. This, the Bhakti Rasa that's promoted by Rupa Goswami and his followers, who are called Rupanugas. Also, we find there's a in Mahabharata definition of the name Krishna. Again, Krishi. Krishir bhuvachaka shabdo nashcha nirvriti vachaka Tayar aikyang parang brahma Krishna iti abhidhiyate. Krishna dhatu, the Sanskrit root, that refers to his attractiveness, the attractive feature of his existence. And na means, here it's translated as spiritual pleasure. But elsewhere, Srila Prabhupada chants that nivritti, that means that which releases us, that which gives us release from this material world. So he who gives moksha. And when these two are joined together, krishi and na, the word becomes Krishna and indicates the supreme reality, param brahma. Srila Prabhupada writes in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, in discussion of the name Krishna, that na signifies the repetition of, stopping the repetition of birth and death. Srila Prabhupada writes that if we analyze the nirukti or semantic derivation of the word Krishna, we find that na signifies that he stops the repetition of birth and death, and Krishna means satartha or existence. Krishna is the whole of existence. Also, Krishna means attraction, and na means ananda or bliss. So these are various na can be taken to mean bliss, or can be taken to mean that which stops birth and death. Krishna is known as Mukunda because he wants to give everyone spiritual, eternal, blissful life. Unfortunately, because of the living entity's little independence, the living entity wants to deprogram the program of Krishna. This is the material disease. Nonetheless, because Krishna wants to give transcendental bliss to the living entities, he appears in various forms. Therefore, he is called Krishna. So in summary, Krishna is called Krishna because he wants to give bliss to everyone. How are you doing with the translation over there? Yeah. Getting bliss, is it? Or you're getting released from material existence? Now, unsurprisingly, various acharyas, they have given various meanings of the name Krishna. Several of our Gaudiya acharyas have written verses describing the meaning of the Mahamantra. Often people ask, what is the meaning of the Mahamantra? Srila Prabhupada summarized it, giving the meaning which is perfect for the very beginning devotee and the topmost devotee, that, O my Lord, O energy of the Supreme Lord, please engage me in your service. Various acharyas have analyzed each word. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Gopal Guru Goswami, two of them, they've given descriptions or prayers which are suitable for devotees in the beginning level and the higher level. Jiva Goswami has analyzed the names according to the past times of Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami has written it from the perspective of Radha, when she chants the Mahamantra to mitigate her feelings of separation from Krishna. So I'll just read some of that, because some of these which are given by our acharyas are on a very high esoteric level. So Jiva Goswami's explanation, I'll just give the explanation of the name Krishna that he gives. Attraction, Krishna, because the acharyas who explain the Mahamantra, they explain that Hare Krishna, here the word Krishna means this. And then again, the second time, another meaning is given. Third time, another meaning. Fourth time, another. So the first time in the Mahamantra that comes, Jiva Goswami says that Krishna is Krishna because by his flute playing, which is his flute playing is filled. The sound, why is the sound of his flute so attractive? It's not just some musical sound, but it's filled with his love and his loveliness. Just like prasadam, it's food, okay. But it's filled with Krishna's mercy. So it becomes something, it's a different experience from eating just food. So in the same way, Krishna, the sound of his flute is filled with his love and his loveliness. And that sound travels from his flute out and reaches to the ears of Radharani, who's in her home, and pulls her. Krish. Pulling. Pulls her. Means she has no choice. She has to run to Krishna. Ah. And he himself is the full of all enchanting virtues. By his flute, all of his loveliness, the sound, enters into that flute and goes out and pulls all the gopis, but especially Radharani is mentioned here. She's pulled out of her home by that, by the sound, actually pulled by Krishna to come to be with her. Then the second occurrence of the name Krishna in Vishnu Sahasranam, the meaning is given, that now this refers to the blackness of Krishna's form, that when Krishna embraces Radharani, Radharani is golden, she also becomes black sometimes. Due to the, she's so much attracted to him that she draws his quality into her. So therefore he's called Krishna. Then another meaning of Krishna's attraction. One time, what happened, you all know the story, Arishtasura, big demon in the form of a bull, who Krishna killed. Then the gopis blamed Krishna, you see, you're killing a bull, it's a big sin. They're joking with him, but what's Krishna going to do? He can't deny it's a great sin to kill a bull, even though the bull was about to kill him and everyone else in Vrindavan. So the gopis, headed by Radha, they gave the method of absolution, release from this crime. Then you'll have to bathe in all the holy rivers. I don't know what they were thinking of, because if Krishna had, Krishna may have gone on pilgrimage to all the holy places and they wouldn't see him. But Krishna, by his attractive potency, he called all the holy rivers. You all come here. And put them in his kund, known as Shamakund, and then that water entered into Radhakund. So that's all the waters of all the holy places were attracted there by Krishna. But that's not the reason that we reverence Radhakund, because Radhakund is none different from Radha. It's a great place of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Now, the name Krishna means attractive, but in the fourth meaning of the name Krishna, for which Jiva Goswami gives the understanding, is that he himself is attracted, forcibly attracted. Yamuna Tiravanachari, he who performs pastimes on the banks, or he who wanders on the banks of the Yamuna, that person who attracts the whole universe, he himself is attracted by Radharani's ecstatic love. Then he's called by her. He's attracted by her on to the banks of the Yamuna in the forest there. And he becomes, performs various playful pastimes there as her lover. Therefore, he's known as Krishna. So these are all different meanings of the name of Krishna. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives the meaning that his complexion is dark like a blue lotus flower. Regarding the name of Krishna, in relationship to Vishnu Sahasranama, Sahasranam nam punyanam triara vritya tu yat palam, eka vritya tu krishnasya nam aikam tat prayachati. You can chant the whole Vishnu Sahasranam. You can chant it, and chant it again, and chant it again. If you chant the Vishnu Sahasranam three times, that's a very pious activity, isn't it, to go on chanting Vishnu Sahasranam? But three times chanting, if one chants the name of Krishna once, same benefit. Of course, the name of Krishna comes directly twice in Vishnu Sahasranam. But of course, the benefit from chanting Vishnu Sahasranam in a devotional mood is unlimited. So when it's said that three times chanting Vishnu Sahasranam is equal to chanting one name of Krishna, it's just to emphasize the importance of the name of Krishna. There's no measure. We can't exactly measure. Someone who chants the whole Vishnu Sahasranam in a very proud mood, or the name of Krishna in a very proud mood, the benefit they get from chanting will be much curtailed by their non-devotional attitude. So a lot depends on the attitude also. But the general understanding is given that the name of Krishna is more spiritually powerful than chanting Vishnu Sahasranam again and again. So then why do we chant Vishnu Sahasranam, or why may we discuss these names? Just to understand, who is this Krishna? He has all these qualities which we're going through one by one. The next name is Dridha, he's very strong and fixed. So all these are qualities of the Supreme Lord which we can remember. We may not be able to remember them all, but they all together, they make him Krishna, all attractive. So, Hare Krishna, I'll finish that today. Any question about this? Krishna's childhood pastimes and Vishnu's childhood pastimes. We don't hear about Vishnu's childhood pastimes. Of course, Vishnu is Krishna, but that majestic form, we don't hear about his birth in this world. Of course, he came as Prishnagarbha, form of Vishnu. He comes in various forms. Vamanadev, Rama, we hear about Ram's Balyalila, therefore that name is there, Ram Kumar. But exactly the four-handed Lord who is Vaikunthanath, he's like that. He's like that all the time. He doesn't go through various phases. He's God completely, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Overlord of everything. So that is very much manifested in his pastimes. Anything else? Yeah, then after Shyamakund was made with all, then Krishna said, then you can't make such a nice pond. And Gopi said, we can indeed. So with their, they took off the bangles from their feet and scraped it out and made a nice pond. But where are you going to get the water from? Not like mine. Then they made a hole. So the water came from Shyamakund to Radhakund. In brief, that story is the... So we can make also here. We need to do more kirtan and rain. Need more rain. And we can have so many kunds. The Telangana government wants to make so many kunds for farming, for farmers. So eventually we can have this taking the Lord on the boat as a very nice favorite pastime in the summer evenings. Have you seen that? Anyone saw that? You saw? Where did you see? You saw it in ISKCON Vrindavan. They fill up the courtyard. Yeah. I saw that in Vrindavan and Bombay. They fill up the courtyard with water. Have a little boat, ISKCON temple. I saw also at the Chandra Sarovar in Puri. They bring the Lord out during the Chandan Yatra, hottest time of year, and take him out. And they have nice singing going on the shore. Every evening they give different groups of musicians chance to sing for the Lord. They come from different places from outside Puri. Hare Krishna! Yeah, must be, yeah. They have some in Sri Vaishnava. Every temple has a tank, and that's one of the main purposes. Man-made tank. Hare Krishna!